Well, today our Blevins Franks contributor is Cahill Rochard. How are you doing, Cahill?
Hi, Howard. Yes, I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. Well, we'll be looking today at financial planning for those who've recently retired. If you missed Cahill's interview a few weeks ago, he's one of the new Blevins Franks advisors to join us for these weekly discussions. Cahill's been with Blevins Franks since 2016 and has been advising British expatriates in Spain since he joined, first on the Costa Blanca, for the last few years in Mallorca. So, Cahill, some of our listeners are newly retired, others are approaching retirement. How important is it for them to review their financial planning as a whole at this stage in their life?
Yes, Howard, it's very important to review their financial planning at this stage of their lives. It's never too early, really, to start thinking about how you'll finance your retirement and to make sure you're on the right financial track. When we think about financial planning at Blevins Franks, we focus on strategic financial planning, which is a holistic approach covering our clients' wealth management, tax and estate planning, pension and investment management, and how it all ties together. And so anyone who's recently retired or approaching retirement, they're entering a new phase of their life, I guess. And for people like who we look after, they're moving to Spain or other parts of Southern Europe. So it's a big step. And I think long-term financial security is crucial. So to achieve this, you need to take a good look at your finances and the way you hold your assets. Your situation can be very different now from your working days and in your career. So I think you have to be prepared to make some adjustments. At retirement, often a rotation away of, say, less liquid assets into a more accessible portfolio of investments makes for good financial planning. This may involve having less property assets and replace this and the income with a well-diversified portfolio of investments. And some of this can be done very tax efficiently, in fact, before leaving the UK. So overall, during one's career, a concentration of assets, be it a business or a property, can be a great way to build wealth. However, at retirement, diversification and de-risking can be key to preserving your wealth and grow it and generate income in a sustainable way into retirement. So overall, I think retirement is a key time in your life when you should look at financial planning and how things will change from your career and when you move into retirement.
So what about savings and investments? Do most people need to review and amend their portfolio now that they're retired? And what are the key issues they should be considering?
Yes, invariably people will have built up a portfolio of savings and investments over their working life, but your circumstances and objectives were very different then. With a regular salary coming in, you may be able to afford to take more risk when investing. However, taking a more balanced approach to risk may be more suitable when retired. During your career, you worked for your money. Now it's time for your money to work for you. So it's vital to ensure that your wealth lasts longer than you do. And people nowadays are living a lot longer, as you know. So retirees will need to generate income from their capital, whether it's receiving regular payments or taking ad hoc withdrawals. And besides that, you need to protect the capital that generates the income. So you have to be careful about managing risk and being optimally diversified with your portfolio of investments. So you should be looking to aim to have enough capital and to grow it to at least outpace inflation over time and help to maintain your spending power of your investments throughout retirement. So it can be a fine balance. The starting point really is to obtain an objective assessment of your risk tolerance and your risk profile, a good understanding of your aims, circumstances, your needs and objectives, and of course your time horizon. So this is all key to ensuring your portfolio, your investments, our savings are suitable and sustainable for your future.
What about taxation? Is there any reason to review your tax planning when you stop working?
Of course, tax planning is essential. When living in the UK, your financial advisor will view your tax planning through a UK lens and optimise for UK tax, which of course makes sense. However, when living in Spain, you'll need to adjust your planning and to optimise for Spanish taxation and have an advisor who is suitably regulated and insured and qualified to do so. At Blevins Franks, we provide strategic tax advice and financial planning in the UK and in Spain, and importantly, the cross-border planning that's needed in the middle. And so how you hold your investments and your capital and the advice you take can make a major difference in how much tax you'll be liable to pay here in Spain. So a pitfall we often see is UK nationals who are resident in Spain and they retain their UK tax planning bias and approach. And this can be costly and it can lead, in fact, to more tax than you need to pay, and it can lead to quite a few tax assumptions in Spain which are not correct. So UK investments, for example, such as ISAs, these investments are tax-free in the UK, but they're fully taxable in Spain. And things like also selling your main home or taking a lump sum from a pension, these things are very tax efficient in the UK, but fully taxable again in Spain. So I think keeping a UK tax mind and approach can lead to paying far more tax than you need to whilst living here in Spain. So once residents in Spain, it's important to optimize for Spanish tax, and you can actually gain access to investments and pension planning opportunities that can provide far better tax efficiency, estate planning simplicity, alongside many other advantages.
I would think that retirement is a good time to set up or review your estate planning, and what are the key elements they should be focusing on in general, and for Spain in particular?
Yes, so estate planning is indeed a core part of the planning we do for our clients across Europe. And it's very prudent to begin looking at your estate planning by the time you get to retirement, or in fact, even before retirement. So the key thing really is not leaving it too late, because you can run out of time and options if you leave your estate planning till too late into your retirement. So I think it's very important to decide who you want to leave your assets to, how much you want to leave to each beneficiary, and when. And then you can research the most effective way to achieve this in the most tax-efficient manner, taking into account both Spanish and UK tax rules. So when you live in Spain, of course, you'll need to consider that Spanish succession tax rules apply here. And also UK inheritance taxes could apply if you remain domiciled in the UK, or if you still have UK assets. And my colleague Paul Montague discussed this with you last week, in fact. So oftentimes your estate will have to contend with two tax systems, Spain and the UK. And planning things correctly can minimize the tax burden on both sides to ensure your family wealth passes down to the next generation in a very tax efficient, timely way, with the minimal interference of Spanish and UK probate, wills, and inheritance taxes. So overall, an integrated financial plan produces better results than just focusing on each element or each of your assets individually. So overall, the way you hold your investments, your pensions, your assets can make a big difference to how much tax your estate or indeed your heirs pay in the future. So yeah, estate planning, it's definitely worth looking at and reviewing, I would say, at least every couple of years to make sure that there have been no major changes in your plans, your circumstances, your beneficiaries and things like that.
Well, pensions are obviously a very important part of retirement planning. How should people look at options for their pension funds and establish what would work best for them, and if they can maximise their pension savings in Spain?
Of course, pensions are usually the foundation of your assets at retirement. So deciding what to do here may be one of your biggest financial decisions. So you may have built up a pension since early in your career and grown it over several decades. So it can be a very sizable part of one's estate, and getting the planning correct is critical. So there are various options available for people moving to Spain. And it, of course, it depends on your personal circumstances. So I think personalized advice is certainly worth taking. One thing to bear in mind is that since Brexit, pension planning has gotten more complicated. And if you have a UK-based advisor, they'll be unable to continue to look after your pension once you've moved to Spain or the EU. So it's important to have an advisor who's authorised and regulated to advise in both the UK and Spain to ensure that continuity of advice, management and service. And this, of course, should form part of good pension planning. So in terms of options with your pensions, you may benefit from consolidating your UK pensions into one plan in the UK, which can simplify matters and make it very cost effective for retirement. There are other approaches, of course. Another option is what we call a QROP, sort of qualifying recognised overseas pension scheme. So these plans can be advantageous for people who are looking to move to Europe. So a QROPS is really an overseas pension scheme that's been recognised by the HMRC, and it's been created to receive monies from UK pensions where the owner of the pension has moved abroad. Some of the advantages with having a QROPS is that a QROPS is based in the EU, so the entire plan can be exempt from Spanish wealth tax, which can make a big difference to how much Spanish wealth tax you'll pay here. Another advantage is that once you've transferred the pension to the QROPS or outside the UK, it's no longer assessed for lifetime allowance charges in the UK, which can be very high. And finally, the QROPS can offer more flexibility in terms of how you draw your income, the currency it's held in, and even there are estate planning benefits too. However, with the cure ops, the situation has changed. Towards the end of 2021, in fact, there was a change in Spanish tax law. So it means that if you move your pension into a cure ops whilst living in Spain, it can realise an income tax charge. So if you are looking at a cure ops, it's worth doing so before you leave the UK, in fact. So overall, there are various options to look at with a pension, and it's worth looking at these options, in fact, before you even leave the UK to make sure you find the right solution for you.
So what steps do you take with new clients who've recently retired?
Yeah, well, the first thing we do is to have an exploratory conversation and to sit down for a chat and get to know our client. So we ask questions, we listen to get an understanding of their plans, objectives, timeframes, and what's most important to them. What are they looking to achieve? What are the main drivers, motivations, and priorities in their lives? So we get to understand their preferred lifestyle choices, where they want to spend retirement. Usually lifestyle is the main driver for our clients, and our job is to tie in the financial and tax planning to match their lifestyle plans and to make the move to their new home as seamless and as tax efficient as possible. Once we have an understanding of all of this, we prepare a strategic financial planning report with our professional advice and recommendations. And this is basically a comprehensive financial action plan that paves the way forward. So in a nutshell, our job really is to provide simplicity and peace of mind for our clients, that their financial affairs are perfectly planned and in good order, so they can focus on relaxing and enjoying the Mediterranean and Spanish way of life.
And are the Levin's Franks spring seminars continuing?
Yes, our spring seminars aim to provide a useful update on the tax, inheritance planning, pensions and investment issues expatriates need to be aware of these days. We will look at what has changed and provide clarity on the issues people often get confused about. The next seminar, or the seminar season, in fact, is in full swing now, and the ones we've already had were very well received. The next one is in Cuevas del Almanzora near Vera in Almería on the 21st of March, and Dehesa de Campo Amor not far from Torrevieja in Alicante on the 22nd of March. The Mallorca seminar is being held a little later in spring on the 26th of April in Palma de Mallorca. And then finally, we have a seminar in Tenerife on the 10th of May. So you can find more information on the topics, venues and dates on our website at blevinsfranks.com, or you can give us a call at our local offices and book that way.
A pleasure, Cathal. Thank you very much. We'll talk in about a month's time.
Thank you, Howard. Much appreciated.